राधे जया कृष्णा जया वृंदावन। डियर एवरीवन, इन वृंदावन समथिंग हैपेंस टू यू। Even if you only rest there, this effect is happening. Even if you only walk through Vrindavan, if you greet its residents, something happens to you that is so beautiful. You become attracted to Krishna and your burdens go from you. Especially when you meditate about Radha's fourth quality, Ujjvala Smita. She smiles very brightly. I first became introduced about thinking or meditating about a divine smile when I was in a conference where a Buddhist monk said how when you meditate about the smile of Buddha, you tend to take yourself less serious. Then later I found in the Bhagavatam that one should meditate about Hari's smile, because by this meditation the ocean of tears is evaporated. A smile, they say, is the shortest distance between two people. So when Radharani smiles at Krishna, Krishna is very fascinated. When she sees Krishna, she experiences great joy. In the beginning, she tries to hide the smile, but it still appears. It appears in the middle portion of the lips, says Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now when Krishna saw this slight smile that appeared for an instant, he began to think it will certainly spread more. So yes, Srimati Radharani's beautiful, mind-enchanting smile, which starts to rise or blossom forth from the middle of her lips, is something that makes one immediately very happy and makes one feel very close to her. Let us, like always, take a short moment of our time, turn in our mind to Srimati Radharani and pray or meditate or just stay in her presence.